Hello and welcome to the Sexual World Records Podcast. We're like the Guinness Book of World Records, but only for like the fun, raunchy, adult themed things, which makes it a lot more fun than the normal Guinness Book of World Records. With me on the show this week is Alicia Vera. She is an adult star. She entered the adult industry in a very interesting way. We're going to talk about that. She loves sex toys. She's related to someone very, very historically famous, and she holds a sexual world record for scorpion blowjob pushups, which we're going to talk about. How hard was that? Is it an official sexual world record? Like, what's going on here? We're going to get down to the bottom of all of it. At the end of the episode, she gives some advice on getting into the adult industry yourself. So enjoy this conversation with Alicia Vera. Alicia Vera, welcome to the Sexual World Records Podcast. It's a lot to say the name of the podcast if you're saying it quickly, but if you slow down, you can get it out in one mouthful. How are you doing?
I'm good. Even better now. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. You're getting ready to head to ABN. Are we looking forward to this? Is this work and fun and work? It doesn't matter.
It's a little bit of both, but it's more fun. You get to socialize, you get to meet new people that are in the industry that, you know, have really blown their name up that you've been dying to meet, you know. I mean, it's a big deal. So
yeah, for sure. Like previous AVNs, have you had like experiences that you're like, wow, if I didn't go to that, like I would never have met so and so and made this film or whatever. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And so, you know, the thing about you, I think, is you have sort of an interesting entryway into the adult industry. I'm just going to let you take it. That's like really, I mean, I can see the rest of my notes here that they gave me, and I'm not even going to go there. I want you to tell the story. So like, how did you find yourself in the adult industry?
It is so interesting. So I started as a little conservative country girl from the middle of nowhere, Kansas. And I ended up marrying an amazing, sweet Italian man. I love him to death. And after we got married, that is when it kind of let loose. I was tired of conservative ways, being Catholic. And, you know, I've kind of ventured into more of a spiritual realm anyway with myself. And I opened up, and I was used to domestic violence, being with someone, you know, super monogamous. I wasn't used to being open like I am today, but he taught me that. And we were sitting down one day and he's like, you know, it'd be so hot to see you suck another guy's cock. And I'm like, well, I'll be damned. Okay, well, where do we begin?
Do you want to eat these mashed potatoes first, or yeah?
Right.
No, that's amazing.
I know.
So when you said that, were you shocked? Were you turned on, or was it both?
I was very turned on and shocked. I wasn't. I was just taken aback because I'm like, okay, well, I didn't come from a place that believed in this kind of openness. You know, I was taught just man and woman together, right? You weren't supposed to go outside of that. And he's just like, you know, it's consensual between the both of us. We should just try it. And instead of doing the typical, you know, let's get on Tinder and find a little hookup. Oh, no, no, no. I got on a site and I ended up going for my first scene instead.
Wow. Okay. So that was like the first non-monogamous thing you did was porn. You went right into mainstream porn. Yeah. What site? And can I get on there and or what?
Because, Oh yeah. You and everyone else that's seen that link from my hometown.
Well, no, I don't mean to watch it. I mean to like, I feel like it, even in the relationship I'm in now, we always talk about, should we create an OnlyFans? Should we, you know, do porn? Like, and like, it's more of like in an adventurous, fun way, but there is some sort of underlying truth to it. And so I think, you know, if the entryway, and I think OnlyFans is doing a lot for you know, for people who want to explore and make money exploring and couples, like the couples thing on OnlyFans is amazing. But for you to like have your, like you said, like not go on Tinder and go to like write to a site and wind up doing. So tell me about that experience. I mean, how did you even manage that?
Well, I don't know. Before this life, I did a lot of singing and performing on stage. So for me, like being in the center of the limelight is very, very easy for me. I can be in front of crowds and not care, but yeah, camera's a little different, but it just flowed. It was like, it was natural for me to go on set and to be in front of the camera and express the art of that kind of affection and eroticism. I mean, it was really sexy. I mean, the first shoot that I did was backroom casting couch, and it was anal, which is crazy. So mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It is.
That is crazy for your first time. It is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I mean, it's a lot of fun. No, I mean, but okay. Backroom casting couch. So it kind of is a little true then. It is sort of like you knew you were what was going to happen, but like that was your first scene. So that's wild.
Uh-huh. It was wild. And people are like, how did you feel? Like, I'm like, I felt like my alter ego, Alicia Vera. Like I felt empowered. I felt amazing. And I didn't think anything of it. And when the links start, you know, basically the link to the video started circulating through my hometown. People are like, oh my God, I can't believe that's you. And I'm like, what's the big deal? I mean, it just was kind of natural. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And so like, because this is a big thing that people get into, but like, how did you deal with, I mean, you said, oh, it's not a big deal. What's the big deal? But like, I feel like a lot of women just feel like they won't do stuff like that they want to do because of this stupid fucking shame and, you know, people making fun of them on the internet or whatever. I do feel like it's starting to turn a little bit. It's like, well, we're over here making all this money, having all these orgasms. You guys are still over at mom's, you know, like, yeah. Playing fucking Battleship or whatever the fuck. And so, I mean, how did you, was that a stumbling block at the beginning, or did you just like fuck it and just powered through?
Yeah. It took me a while to open myself up. I kept social media under wraps. Like I didn't open anything, and I'm like, nobody's going to find out, you know, a year goes by and I'm like, nobody said anything. So I was like, okay, well, I'll just open, you know, like an IG account or, you know, at the time, Twitter account. So I did. And all be goddamned, I had a cousin that said something to me on my Instagram, and it was in a hidden message. And I had gone in there and she goes, hey, just so you know, everybody knows about you. And I'm like, what do you mean everyone knows about me? And she goes, stop acting like you don't know what I'm talking about. And I'm like, okay, fine. I'm like, I don't care. I was like, who told you? And she goes, well, in fact, one of the friends went and told your aunt, and I'm imagining your aunt's going to be texting you here soon. And I'm like, oh Lord, here we go. So it was just it was a mess, spiraled mess.
Yeah. I would imagine that would make Thanksgiving a bit more interesting. Yeah.
It did, which, you know, I kind of ended up telling my dad that I was doing work, kind of like, you know, Pamela Anderson used to do and stuff. It wasn't exactly like that, but sure. I think he got the gist. And so he was like, well, as long as you're happy and making money, that's all that matters.
Yeah. But see, and what an incredible dad. I mean, like, give this guy a fucking trophy and free whatever for the rest of his life, because I feel like, you know, a lot of people are like, what about mom and dad feel? And actually they're pretty cool about it. Dumb, dumb, you know? So take that. That's awesome. Congratulations on that. So, okay. Your first scene, you do anal on backroom casting couch, the famed, porn, series, I think we can call it. Yeah. Everybody knows that couch.
They do.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. Yeah. And that's awesome. From there, I mean, what kind of things? Well, first of all, how long have you been in the industry? Let's tell them that.
It's been 2 years since December. So 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's great. Congratulations. Cool. And from anal on the back room casting couch, where do you go from there? Does it get wilder? Do you sort of get more acoustic for a little while, or what happens?
Well, after that being my first scene, I didn't do another anal one for probably like 2 or 3 months. It was more just regular standard boy girl. I did some cream pies. I did, I didn't do any of the double penetration until about probably 6 months in, but I would say that, you know, ramped it up a little bit as far as getting a little kinkier and crazier. But yeah, I did, a DVP. So I've done that. I've done, like, have you ever seen Perv City?
No, I haven't. It?
No, you need to see it. DP Divas in Perv City. They're amazing.
Okay. Yeah. I'm all over it. Okay. I'm all over it.
Good. Go see it.
It's good research.
Yeah. I would say overall, yeah, it's ramped up over time.
Yeah. And it seems like the natural progression with porn is like, you know, you kind of get crazier and crazier and crazier. And like, you know, once you attain fans, like they love that shit. They're appreciative of that. So how did the idea to do DP come about for the first time? Was it your idea, your husband's idea? Was it another dinner side conversation at a Mexican restaurant, I'm picturing? I don't know why. I have no idea, between the nachos and the margaritas. Like, hey, you know what we should do? Or whatever. But was it something you wanted to do? Was it scary? Tell me everything about this.
I've always seen stuff on it. Like, we've watched porn that's had DP involved in it. And he's like, man, you should try that. And I'm like, I don't know if I could handle something like that. And, you know, the first time it wasn't like they were super, super ginormous, you know, penises or anything. They were more, you know, average. And so it was something that I was just able to handle. I just tried it, did it. And it was like, oh, when can we do it again?
When can we do it again? Hey, schedule me for next week. Okay. Well, you know, the cool thing is, if you're going to do a DP, right, and you're like, I mean, what better people to do it than with two fucking professional people? I feel like people forget this.
Right. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Literally. Yeah, because two guys, like, you know, from the fucking tavern or whatever, that's definitely going to get messed up a little bit, you know?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so... So once you were there and it was happening, you got two guys inside you at the same time, did the fear sort of subsides and like then you could enjoy it more, or like was it still kind of nerve-wracking? Or
it was definitely nerve-wracking and a little bit uncomfortable. It took me a little time because, you know, I mean, down there you have muscles you're working with, so eventually over time they're going to expand. And all we had to do was lube it up and keep going.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, people like you are fucking athletes. And like, this is the thing, like that when you look at porn, you're looking at fucking athletes. And you guys are trained and you've worked those muscles. You have that not only stamina, but you also have like, you know, the ability to like be on all fours or whatever it is, or, you know, be like in a certain position for longer. I mean, that is like the most athletic you can get. So people always say that shit like, oh, porn's not realistic. Well, listen, if porn was super realistic, part of it would be really boring. Like, you don't go to fucking the Fast and the Furious movies to see like your neighbor play the bad guy. You know what I mean? Like, no, you want to see actors, you want to see. So like I love that side of it. And I think you guys, you know, all of you are fucking athletic. And, you know, what's more athletic than a fucking DP? That's a workout, right?
Oh yeah, very much so. Yeah. I mean, and you saw the, it wasn't a DP, but it was me doing the blowjob backwards in the back bend. That's what broke the record.
Yeah. Okay. So this is like the main thing that that I really think that is interesting. First of all, I had no fucking idea there was a term called a scorpion blowjob. First of all, second of all, when I got these notes from the wonderful people at Sexual World Records, they say this is the most physically demanding blowjob position there can be, and they're like tabulating the votes or something, or you do, or you're about to have the world record. So like, tell me about this scorpion blowjob thing. I'm so excited right now to hear this.
Oh my God. That was an interesting day because that guy is called the Stretch Master and he isn't called that for nothing. I mean, he had me in all kinds of crazy positions, and thank God I used to do gymnastics when I was little. So I kind of, you know, acquired different movements over time and I can kind of keep them after so long. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just stood up and went down in a back bend and just started going up and down, and I didn't stop until after, like, I mean, probably what, 3 minutes or so? I mean, it was long.
Yeah. No, I mean, and that's what I, here we are again with this fucking athlete mentality. Jesus. Yeah. Well, congratulations on that, on holding the world record for that. Oh, then also too, okay. The other thing is that apparently you're a toy addict, right? A sex toy addict. Is this true?
Who told you that?
I have no idea who wrote it, but they are definitely on their job today with these notes. Sometimes they give notes and it's like not true, and the person's like, what? So tell me about being a self-proclaimed toy addict. And also too, like, can you give it a basic toy that you would say is like, this is a favorite, but then like maybe also if you have like an extreme toy, like what are we working with here?
Obviously you can't pass the Hitachi, but there was this new toy I just recently got, and it's like a long skinny, you know, like a dildo shaped kind of, but it doesn't look like a penis. It's just one big thing that you can just shove up your vagina, and it once you turn it on, it vibrates and it will move with your body. So it will just rotate. And I'm like, oh, yep, that's my favorite.
Well, we need to get you a sponsorship deal, like, so you can talk about it on all the podcasts and fucking and get them to pay you.
Sure.
Has your love of toys been something that you also opened up to when you, like, around the time that you got, you know, you were starting to open up to being in the industry? Is that something that came with it, or were you kind of a toy? Because you said you were conservative, but mm-hmm. A lot of conservative people have like wacky shit in their closet, you know? So, you know, so I don't know funny. how long has the toy thing been a thing?
That is an interesting question, because you're right. I never owned a toy. People are like, you've never been to a sex store? No. I mean, I am so foreign to everything, you know, I mean, anything. And so, yeah, I think that's where the addiction started, was just popping into the industry, and I'm seeing everyone else with different toys. I'm like, I gotta have it, gotta have it, gotta have it. And yeah, I started acquiring them all. I'm like, bitch, give me that. You know? I mean,
I'll take two of those and four of those. Yeah. Yeah. It's like that scene in like the, when they're about to like rob the bank, it's like all the guns are like on the wall. And they're like, that's like you putting all this stuff in a duffel bag. That's so fucking awesome.
You know, that's so funny because my heritage comes from, there is a, I don't know if you know the gang, it's called the Dalton Gang. They're big bank robbers back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I'm a history nerd. My
great-great-aunt's husband, he ran that show. And it's so funny you just said that. It's like a bunch of bank robbers. I'm like, well, I'm family of them.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, I think the Eagles wrote a song about it, Dueling Daltons. Like, come on. Like, get the fuck out of here. Oh, that is so cool. That is so fucking cool. Awesome. Yeah, I mean, you know, they had a gun montage and you have a fucking giant dong montage. Yeah. That'd be cool to put them like side by side, like split screen or whatever. You could dress up like an old school bank robber. Someone needs to get on this. Yeah.
Seriously. Yes. That is a fantastic idea.
Somebody needs to get on this.
Yep.
Yeah. Agreed. Absolutely. Agreed. Also, I hear that you are an author, that you've written a book. Tell me about the book. Tell me, how long did it take? Did you throw all the pages behind you and say, this sucks? Or like, how was it hard? I mean, we want to know everything.
Oh, yeah. That lovely book. So I haven't, I have it all written. And it's to a point where the publishing has been very challenging, but it is fully written. And it took me like 10 years to write it, just because of what had gone on through the story of my life. And being that it's also a more of a biography about myself, I wanted to wait to publish it until I have a much bigger name, because it would sell a lot better that way. Mm-hmm. But it's, yeah, it's basically the timeline from my parents, the divorce, going through really bad near-death domestic violence, and then getting into this industry. So it's very unique, and it will be really good. So.
No, it sounds incredible, actually. I love the real-world stuff and the adult industry. So I think you need both to have a good story, and it sounds like yours is amazing. So would you say within the next couple of years that would be something that will be popping up?
Absolutely. You can guarantee it.
Please do an Audible and read it. Like, have them pay you to read it yourself, because I think that would be even more amazing. Like an Audible version. People will fucking run over and buy the shit out of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know we have limited time, at least for this episode. They want me to have you play Fuck, Marry, Kill, if you're familiar with the game, right? I'll give you three names. You tell me which one you'd fuck, which one you'd marry, which one that you would execute. So I'm going to give you three names. You do with them what you will. Your options are Kieran Lee, Johnny Sins, and Jordy. All legends in the adult industry. Good luck.
Oh, God. I hope none of them ever watch this.
Well, we do. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, so I would say marry Kieran Lee, fuck Johnny Sins.
Oh no, yeah, okay.
I've never been with Jordy, but it probably would make more sense for Jordy, because being that I'm a MILF, I'm contemplating this in my own head right now, so don't even listen right now.
You're justifying a murder right now.
I don't want to murder anybody.
Well, okay. Well, you could just say he gets booted off the island or something. And I guess it doesn't have to be a kill, but like, whatever. Whatever you want to do. You are a fucking Dalton, so you might as well fucking...
Guns up, baby. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Blazing Saddles. Okay, last question. Since you've been in the industry, you said just over 2 years now, and congratulations again, by the way, because that's huge. What advice would you give for a woman who's out there who is curious, is adventurous, wants more pleasure, is fun like you, is smart like you, but like is worried about the shame, wants to start an OnlyFans and sort of can't, right? Because there's things she can't. Like, what advice would you give?
Listen to your own heart. You have to just do what you feel is right. I mean, at the end of the day, nothing else matters but what you're doing. That's it.
Yes. No, I love that. Alicia, Vera, remind them, tell them where they can find you online. If you're on social media, if not, like, where can they find your content? Where can they give you money and lots of it?
Yes, come on over, baby. It's my OnlyFans is Alicia, Alyssia, Vera, Vera, XO. You can find me on X, which is Alicia Vera, Alyssia, Vera. My IG, I recently got booted for something really stupid, and I'm fighting it. But right now on my temporary one, you could find me on Verified, VeraFiedXO.
That's a good one. Yeah. Yeah. What is Meta's deal, man? Like, I've been in so much trouble for my podcast shit. What the fuck?
I don't know. I didn't even do anything. And they claimed it was some kind of stupid, like, adult exploitation. And I'm like, I don't even post even sheer stuff on myself. So I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, I literally posted a picture of my girlfriend's ass, like, in lingerie by our Christmas tree. And they literally, like, community strike, and I was like, fuck you, man. Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's so bad. Well, I'm sure that you'll either be back on this program or maybe another program, we'll see, whatever, but thank you so much for being on Sexual World Records, and have fun at AVN. That's gonna be a fucking blast.
Yes, awesome. I'm excited. I'm gonna be a little cowgirl tomorrow.
There you go. That fits. That fits the entire theme. What a perfect way to end it. Thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much.
Huge thank you to my guest this week, Alicia Vera, for being on the Sexual World Records podcast with me. Make sure you go check out everything she is doing. Subscribe to her OnlyFans. Follow her on social. Buy her content. Go check out all of her videos across the internet. You guys, I am a guest host on the show. I have my own sex podcast called Sex Party with Dustin Ribka. You can find that wherever podcasts are available. Plus, it's on YouTube. You can find Sexual World Records at Sexual World Records pretty much everywhere, I think. And until next time, I will see you very soon. Yeah.